Welcome back, Whoa Land. A pretty big event is happening in the fort this Saturday. If you love life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, if you love God, country, and freedom, this is the event for you. It's the Freedom Tour, and the man bringing this event to the fort this Saturday is California Congressman Devin Nunez. Good morning, sir.
Kayla, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're here. I mean, you've been bringing this Freedom Tour to different cities all across the country. I got to ask, because I know you're a busy man, why are you doing this?
Well, real simply, over the last few years, I've been going all around the country, recruiting candidates to run for office, raising money, doing that sort of thing. Different types of events, I decided to do a big festival out in my district in the middle of California. We had over 2,000 people that showed up.
Wow.
And then I had people from around the country who said, hey, why don't you do something like that in my area? So we're kind of combining what we've learned over the last 3 or 4 years. It's something for the grassroots. It's something for the volunteer. It's just, I think, something nice for people to do. And then what I do with it is I'll record it. Then we'll have Amanda Milius, who did the documentary on the Russia hoax called The Plot Against the President. She'll be there to speak, and we'll play a short documentary. And then later I'll put that up to my podcast. So this will go on for about a week or two. And it'll also be broadcast live on Rumble. So I'm really able to get out there and carry the message, bring something to volunteers, while at the same time helping people like Jim Banks, Jackie Walorski, the great conservatives you have there in Indiana. That's why I'm doing it. And it's also a great opportunity for me. There's so many great talk show hosts, conservatives, that I get to mingle with and talk to and be part of the event. So we'll hopefully have a little flavor of Fort Wayne with a little mix in of kind of the national, international issues, and people can spend a couple hours on a Saturday morning and come in and learn something.
I am here for it. I'm still actually hung up on the fact that you said there was 2,000 conservatives that showed up in California. I didn't realize there were 2,000 conservatives even in California, so good for you. The event is happening this Saturday. The doors open at 9 a.m. The program starts at 10 a.m., and it's absolutely free, Congressman. That's what I think is really cool about this Freedom Tour. You genuinely, truly want everyone to come on out, and because of that, it's absolutely free. Yes, you still need to get a ticket online, so we know occupancy, but it's completely free, Whoa Land, if you want to attend. What will you specifically be talking about, Congressman, at the Freedom Tour?
Well, the one thing I'm going to have to remind you of on the California, since we're going to, everywhere I go, people make fun of California.
Sorry.
Rightfully so. I always tell people that the reason I'm in politics is because I've been the guinea pig. I've been on the front line my entire life, and that's what drove me into politics, were all the crazy rules and regulations from the radical green groups that were attacking farming and agriculture. So I come from what I call the breadbasket of the solar system, the San Joaquin Valley. We grow over 300 different crops. It's just so sad what's happening out in California. And part of what I'm doing is I'm bringing that message to the rest of the country so people know, because a lot of people say, I can't believe this is really happening. And I have to say, look, guys, this has been happening for my entire lifetime. It's just gone national now. And that's part of the reason why I'm taking this Freedom Tour around the country also. But just remember, Caleb, Donald Trump got more votes out of California than any other state.
This is true. That's a very good point you make.
So there's still a lot of, if you're still a Republican or a conservative left in California, you really know why you're a Republican and conservative, because, you know, you're essentially attacked as a Republican or conservative in California. I mean, you have people, even if you know, there's probably a few conservatives left in Silicon Valley or Hollywood or these places, but you're blacklisted. If you're an outspoken conservative, you take the latest, I don't know if you saw what happened with the new Star Wars Mandalorian.
Sure did.
The poor lady she was one of the main actresses in there, and I don't even think she said she supported Donald Trump. And she got fired. She's not going to be in the next series of The Mandalorian.
Yeah, she tweeted something that rang of conservatism, and she simply lost her job for it.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it'll be a nice, intimate event. We have limited tickets, limited seating, but I know there's still a few tickets left. We want people to come out. We want people that are really interested in these issues to come out. And if you can't, we will be live streaming it on Rumble. So if you go to rumble.com, you'll be able to, and to my channel, the Devin Nunez channel, you'll be able to watch it live. So, you know, if you're maybe too far away from Fort Wayne, you're listening to this now, or you're going to be out of town or something, you'll also be able to watch it. And hopefully, Kayla, you and I and Pat will, and Jim Banks will do a good job.
Yeah, will Congressman Banks also be speaking at the event? I meant to ask you that.
Absolutely, yeah. He'll be first up on stage.
Oh, definitely want to be able to tune in for that. Congressman, really quick, where can folks still get a ticket?
So if you go to devinnunes.com, so it's devinnunes.com /freedomtour.
I'll be sure to share that link as well on all of my channels and on wowo.com. Congressman, I'm really looking forward to seeing you this weekend.
Hey, me too, and thanks so much for your help, and look forward to working with all your folks there.
Hey.
Podcasts by Federated Media.